The squirrel maid shot away like lightning, her tail swirling in a blaring circle, halfway up the trunk, which she covered in the blink of an eye. Fuel turned and addressed Cregger.
"What am I looking for, Badger Mum?"
Cregger liked the squirrel maid's friendly manner.
"Well, it could be anything at all. A carved message, a slip of parchment, or an object you wouldn't normally find in an ash tree. By the way, I hope you're going to join us for lunch."
Fuel vanished into the foliage, calling back.
"It would be my pleasure, but let's take a peep up here first."
The friends sat on the grass in the welcome shade of the old ash. Broggle sighed.
"Isn't she just, isn't she?"
Gundil lay flat on his back, peering up into the foliage.
"Shame serpently is her, you McGirt lucky beast."
Broggle plucked a blade of grass and chewed on the stem.
"I hope Fuel decides to come and live at our abbey, if that's all right with you, Cregger, ma'am."
"All right with me. We'd be delighted to have her, eh, Mira?"
Mira threw a paw about her squirrel friend's shoulder.
"I'm sure Fuel will come to live at Redwall, especially as she knows you're here, pal."
Fuel was back down among them in a surprisingly short time and made her report.
"No carvings or secret messages, I'm afraid. No parchments either. However, I did come across this."
Brother Hoban took the object she produced from her belt.
"It's like half a pair of glasses with an old bit of cord hanging from it. What do you make of it, ma'am?"
Cregger took the object. She sniffed it, ran a paw gently over it, and smiled wistfully.
Long, long ago, a gallant and perilous hare gave this to me. His name was Perigord Habil Sinistra, the most dangerous sabre fighter ever to come from the mountain of Salamandastron. Alas, the dust of long seasons has blown over his brave bones now. This is a monocle. You wear it in one eye with the cord looped around your neck so as not to lose it. Let me tell you, Abba's song was a little vain. She would not wear glasses even when she was very old. I gave her this monocle, and she kept it hidden in the sleeve of her habit. If ever she had to read anything, she would slip it out and use it secretly. I often wondered what became of it. Where exactly did you find it, Fuel?"
With the exception of Cregger, they all looked up to where the squirrel maid's paw was pointing.
"On the north side, near the top of the tree. It was lodged in the joint of two boughs. Some beast had cut two little slots into the bark so it would stay in position. I hope I did the right thing by bringing it down here."
"I'm sure you did, missy,"
Friar Bob reassured her.
"But you say there was nothing else up there whatsoever?"
Fuel shrugged expressively.
"Nothing, brother. Only the monocle."
Friar Bob excused Broggle from cooking duties so that he could sit next to Fuel at lunch. Taking advantage of the good summer, Redwallers liked to dine outside.